What's up, everyone? I'm Dev Dog Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs, where clients help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable logo in just a moment or laugh at our designs in just a moment. Today's special guest client is none other than the man on the scene, Mark Keane. How are you today?
I'm doing great, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
Yes.
today, as our special guest client today, I heard that you have a very special project for us to do, and I would like you to introduce to us who are we designing for today?
We're designing for a media idea that I have today.
Okay, but I mean, like, what's the name of the company? Like, name of the media company.
Oh, the name that we're probably gonna go with is 1222.
Okay. So 1222, man. It seems like it has some kind of some biblical knowledge behind it. On the show, we usually do like this little icebreaker. If you don't mind, I like to take a stab in the dark and see what what 1222 is, and in the dark, you know what I'm saying? It's just to put it in front of it. Cool. All right. So 1222, is that like a catch 22, like a play on words or something like that?
No, actually, for I want to say a year before COVID, that's the every time I look at the clock, that number 1222, and
Okay.
it's just stuck. I don't know, what exactly it means, but I see it almost everywhere, either 1222 or 222. Here
Right.
recently, I've been seeing 1111 a lot, but yeah, it's
Right.
just like the consistency of me seeing that number.
Okay. Okay, cool. I was gonna take a couple more stabs in it, but you went ahead and tell me what the significance of it. All right, so please tell me what 1222 the brand is all about and more about your company.
So we're a media-based company, just looking to do some production, some short films, feature films, amongst some other stuff that we're looking to do. But right now, probably interview-based web shows,
Okay.
and stuff like that.
Cool. So, like you said, this might be right up your alley then.
Yes. Yes.
All
Yes.
right.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. Well, hey, well, we're glad you're here. We're excited about today's episode. Man, every
Yes, sir.
episode is a new challenge, and today is no different than any other day as far as. We're going to see what we can design today. As far as your company goes, like it being a media company, like what makes your media company different than any other media company? Like, is there a mission behind your story or anything like that?
Well, mine is motivated by where I come from.
Okay.
So I live in Saginaw, currently live in Saginaw. But a lot of times, I mean, not a lot of times, but growing up, you hear, people say that there's nothing in Saginaw, and they're celebrating when they, make it out. And I'm not, coming down on them or nothing like that, but I wanted to kind of use this platform to say that, you can do something while you're here. You can make something of yourself while you're here. And we live in a time where you don't necessarily always have to go to it. You can bring it to you through, mediums like this and what you're doing.
Hey, well said. Amen to that, man. Hey, okay, I see what you're saying. I mean,
Yes, sir.
hey, man, I to piggyback off of that, I can't stress enough how important it is to like you said, to put yourself out there and let people know about what you got going on. And like you said, this is opportunity to do so. And I thank for that you came on to be able to express that that's what you're on here to do, because that's what we're all about, man. Opening up the opportunities for more creative people and just people like-minded in other ways as far as being able to be able to build each other up, That's what it's all about.
Definitely, most definitely. That's what it's all about, building each other up.
Okay. So is it safe to say that your company is really community based, but is it more of like, is it more of a local feel? Is it more of a, are you trying to make this like be like, you trying to make Saginaw be like a hub, or are you trying to like what is your vision from this?
That's a great question. I would say it's primarily just to, for one, to show that, because I'm not naive to the things that are limited in Saginaw, right? But it's
Okay.
still just, even with limited resources, you can still make something beautiful, right? And then also to showcase just the talent, right? And so it starts out as this local feel, right? But as time grows, then we're looking to grow to where it goes from a local feel to, kind of like that hub, right? And that's the progression of it to where you increase the resources, increase the quality and things like that, and then it grows into being a hub. So at first we start out with the local feel. And then, you grow over time and you allow time to do its thing.
Okay. Are you any special markets? Like, are you like cater towards more of like music, food, fashion, any particular market in particular?
No, I'm the biggest focus is just storytelling,
Okay,
right?
that's cool, man.
Everybody and everything has some sort of story,
Right,
right?
right.
Putting the story in a way to where it's enjoyable to ro watch the quality of the video is there, and the talent is there, and things like that. So just just storytelling. Everybody has a story. You don't have to wait until you become some well-known celebrity to then want to share your rags to riches story.
I
You know what I
hear
mean? As a story to some degree. So yeah, that's what we're looking to do.
you. Okay. I can relate to that. And I think the audience and anybody else can relate to that because it's just everybody has their own individual story, and it's about if you're willing to share, hey, we'll
That's it.
listen.
That's it. That's it. You willing to share? You willing to share? You know what I mean? And using that story to pull bits and pieces and little gems out of that story that can fit somebody, because maybe not the whole story might not reach somebody, but there's bits and pieces inside of it
Oh yeah,
that
absolutely. Like,
track
absolutely.
themselves
I
to.
can relate. Okay. Hey, I want to transition into the next phase of the podcast where we talk more about the design process. So I know I spoke to you about this is going to be a challenge, and it's not different than no other day as far as we're going to design a logo today, for 12/22. Now, today's challenge, I was thinking based off of all the information you've been giving me, and just vibing as far as understanding more about your background and more about the vision about what you're trying to do. I think it's safe to say that I think I have a good grasp on what you want, but I would like to know what you would like to see visually when it comes out of your mouth, personally, when it comes to a logo for 12/22.
You know what? I'm somewhat ignorant to the dynamics of a logo, so maybe you can help me to understand what a logo is supposed to, what is the objective of a logo?
I'm glad you asked that, man. Perfect. Hey, this is a great moment to explain. So, because first and foremost, nobody else has asked that because a lot of people automatically assume just, oh, a logo. Yeah, I want it to look like this and that, and they're not really breaking it down. So, really, when it comes down to it, a logo, simply is a identifier for you, your brand. So basically, it's a read. It's something that you're gonna visually see that you identify with a brand, and it's supposed to trigger some kind of emotion or type of connection.
Okay.
It's not just supposed to tell. It's not supposed to tell you what the company is or what it does. It can tell a story based off of like the emotions and feelings and the aesthetics of it, but it doesn't necessarily depict what the brand is, just to clarify.
That's a great question though, because I never really thought about it, I guess we can just let your I'm pretty sure you have like a creative process. And
Yeah, I do have
so
a creative process, and we're kind of in the process of right now. Like we're fleshing out the right now, the design. This is the part of the design process where we're basically coming up with the design brief of, the objective, figuring out what you're trying to your goals are with the brand and things like that. So that's what we're doing right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, I off the top of my head, I don't have, really an idea as to how it looked. I guess we can kind of talk through it a little more, or
Yeah,
we
no
can,
problem, bro. That's what,
whatever.
hey, well, yeah. I'm glad you that you're willing to do so. So, first and foremost, like it's 12:22, so you got numbers. Are you going to let's establish? Are you going to use just the numbers, or do you want to use the word spelled out? Let's clarify that.
How would it be if we did a mix? Would that be
You
too
can do that.
much?
No, absolutely not. We can experiment with it. I mean, but let's just say though, for the challenge, let's be clear. Let's say we have to have one, and then let's see how we can make it work. So let's do it that
Okay.
way.
Let's go with the numbers.
You want to? All right. So we're gonna make it challenging, making a memorable logo for you for 12:22 using only numbers. All right. Okay. All right. That's gonna be interesting, and I think I'm up for the challenge, man. I'm up for that. The only other thing I would like to add to it is maybe, you know what? We'll save that to another time.
All
We'll
right.
get to it. All right. So this is what we're gonna do. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to share the screen with you in just a moment.
Okay.
At this moment, I want to give you a moment to see if there's any other things you want to like to see what about the brand, because this is your company, man. We want to make sure that we are firing off on all cylinders creatively, and we also wanted to excel as far as meeting your expectations.
Okay. I did some time ago looked up what do colors symbolize?
Okay.
And I came across the color blue and
Okay.
how the color blue symbolizes trust.
Okay.
Right? So maybe we can do something with that if that's possible.
Absolutely. We can definitely do that. Hold on to that because that's one part of the process when it comes to color, that when we get to the what we're designing it, we'll get to that part.
Okay.
However, keep that in mind, because if you want to, we could do is we could make it be something like, I don't know, let's make it let's take what you're thinking, what you're talking about as far as the trust aspect, and let's put that into the design. Let's
Okay.
say you have to make a memorable logo that symbolizes trust. Like it has to embody like trustworthy, like make it be inviting. There you go. Very inviting type of logo for 12:22 within 10 minutes, and we're gonna get to it right after this. Cool. All right. You ready to start this timer?
All right.
And the timer starts now. All right, man. So today's challenge is designed for 12:22.
Yes, sir.
As simple as that, or is it that simple?
We'll find out.
Right. So, Let's fix that.
Okay.
Don't know what kind of fonts you're thinking about, bro, but to make it memorable and to make it inviting, I'm thinking we should definitely stick with something more round. What do you think?
Thinking the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so round. Anything else you want to go? Let's play with it.
I guess would it coming from a, because it literally comes from the clock and me seeing that time consistently almost every day.
Okay.
So maybe, we can kind of play with the clock idea maybe, or
So you wanted to have like you want the font to look more like analog? Is that what you're saying? Or you want there to be a visually like a shape of a clock? Is that what you're talking about?
I guess we can play with it. Is that top one more of an analog or is that not?
It's got some digital feel to it, but it's very playful because it's not like very it's not very symmetrical. Like you see how like the dots between are not the same in each one,
Oh, okay.
and yeah, stuff like that. It's got some character to it, so I wouldn't say that it's a analog at all. Actually, it's when I say analog, I mean something more like that. That's more analog. Like more boxy, more, very, even something, and usually like they have like the dashes and things like that, as far as how the font is made when it comes to that kind of font, when it comes to like a alarm clock.
Okay.
So keep in mind, we got 7 minutes left.
All right. Yeah, I'm thinking because a clock obviously is something someone trusts, because we check it often, the clock on your phone, clock on your watch. So maybe we can give it that clock feel and play with that.
Well, if that's the case, then like you think that like, does this have like the feel like the face of a clock or a digital clock or you or you mean like just like a what kind of clock are you talking about? Are you talking about like an alarm clock or are you talking about like a clock with a hand face?
Probably more of a digital one.
Okay, so if you're going something more digital, then I mean. I'm just still, streaming. All right, bro. Let's see this. Let's see. So, I recommend if you're gonna go. Oh, we're running out of time. We're running out of time. Let's go. Let's see what we can come up with. Got some character to it, but yet it's uniform enough that you can still recognize what's going on. It's very, very legible and playful. And I think, well, what do you think? You think we should play with that one, or what do you think we should play with more with this one? Or should we should keep playing with some more ideas?
That bottom one looks pretty good. And now, like you said, I don't know if it's, if you're a stickler for it, but it's not symmetrical.
Right. And you like that it's not symmetrical, or do you want it to be more symmetrical? Because you said it's about telling
That's
time. Even though, I'm sorry.
no, that bottom one is fine.
Okay. Let's play with
Okay, that's cool too.
let's experiment with hold on. Let's experiment with both, like how you were saying from the beginning. I was trying to think about what the words I was trying to say. So, words. If he was gonna do 12-22, I think it should be in all caps. But
Okay.
what do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
And like, I feel like if you do it in like that, 12.
Little dash 22.
Yeah. I don't even have to put the dash. I'm thinking just put 12-22.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. What I'm saying? Like, it's got like a nice little ring to it. 22. 22. Well, you put 20. Well, yeah, you gotta put the dash when it comes to 22 like that, but. What you think? As far as does it, you like the way it reads, or you like
Yeah, I'm digging it.
got 3.5 minutes left. Let's go, let's go. All right, here we go. So we are zooming in. I don't know what all that extra space can happen, but fix that real quick. Let's play with the sizing of it so that it reads nice and smoothly. Please, man, don't hesitate to give more feedback, bro, because we're designing together. It's not just me designing your watch. It's so important that we do co collaborate together.
For sure, for sure.
So 12-22.
Now, how do you think we should play with the blue, or should we just leave the blue alone?
Well, we haven't we still got time, so let's still keep playing with the thing. We say we still got 2 minutes and 20 seconds left,
All right,
so we
let's
should
play with it.
just stick with just the first one that comes to mind, but we can do variations of it if you want, if that's what you want to see, more like variations of it. Let's
Yes,
see.
that's fine, yeah.
Let's see how it would look if you put like maybe like a border around it. Feel like if you're gonna put a border around it needs to be nice and bold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm digging the border around it.
You feel like it needs it?
I like it.
It
It's
definitely
dope.
gives it some structure.
Yeah, it does. It does.
12-22.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Now, we could even play with it if you're gonna do it. Let's play with it even more. Like I said, we want it to be inviting. Now,
Right.
do you think the jaggedness of it is inviting, or do you feel like it needs to be more, it needs some roundness to it?
Probably a little more roundness to it.
All right, let's see something. Let's go in here and let's round the corners in. Like
Let's do
that.
it.
There you go. Now that's
Yeah.
what it looks like with the corners rounded. Does it
Yeah.
give it a different feel?
Yeah. It kind of gives it like one of those nameplate stickers.
It kind of makes it pop off the state off of it. And like the way it's placement of it, it does kind of give it that name tag, kind of like
Yeah,
just a license plate kind of feel.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Represent, wherever you are. No matter what time of the day, wherever you are, that's what's up.
No
Okay, we got
matter
something. Hey,
where
and
you
we
are.
did it in time, man. We just made it in time. Look, we got 5 seconds left.
Yeah,
I
that's a
think,
good one.
I'm just going to do this real quick and make it bigger. That's it. No more. I stopped.
All right.
We made it in time. We made it in time. So, everyone who's watching, we made it in
Writing
time.
the process face, yeah.
Man. Woo. All right. Hold on a second. Let me come back to this screen, man. Hey, hey man, I don't know about you, but I'm sweating over here.
I
Seriously, like literally, I am.
know that countdown was brutal.
Is, man. The
Yeah.
lights don't help either, too. But hey, man, when lights, camera, action comes, man, you know what I'm saying? We try to do the best we can. You know what
Best
I'm
we can.
saying? We really can. We really do. Like, I don't know about you, bro, but like, when it comes to like building a brand, like it's important to start off with the foundation as far as like having a solid mission and a goal that you're trying to do, other than just doing it for some money, right?
For
And
sure. Sure, yeah.
I feel like with your story alone, especially with the connection to like I said, to local businesses, and you, like you said, you want to be able to capture that in a
Yeah.
way that you know hasn't been done, and
Showcase.
doing so for, like you said, for cities like Saginaw and things of that nature. Like that's a big challenge, and kudos to you, man, for doing something like that, because I know that it's not easy, and it's not something that everybody wants to be a part of. But hey, man, I support you.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna get to
Like
work.
at this time, I need to take a stab at you know, testing out the logo and seeing how well did we do. Like, you know, it's not about what we say. It really is about, you know, the clients and about the customers that we serve. And in that case, it's about the audience today. So audience at this time, you know, if you think this is a memorable logo, you go ahead and leave us a comment if you think it is. And at this time, also go ahead and like, comment, subscribe, and share. We want to get the numbers up so that we can be able to be more engaging with you all, and be able to have more guests that have more things to involve you all in with. And we wanted to do this, so but we need you guys to be able to show that you are participating. So this is your time to do so. All right. So with that being said, man, can you describe to me what the letter two looks like in the logo?
With the letter two.
I'm trying to break it down by pieces just to see if you can describe to me, you know, like what any like special characters or any aspects of it. And I want to start with the letter two or the number two.
The number two. In the logo we just did. Oh, okay.
In the logo we just did, oh, let me get back
Okay.
to you.
So what it looks like is like a when I seen it, it kind of had like a little, you know how them safari letters are?
Yeah.
And then it gave me that kind of feel to it.
Okay. Okay, it had some like what some like playful motion in it. All right, okay. Can you describe to me what the one looks like? I need you to tell me, is it like is it a serif? Is it a sans serif?
I'm actually taking a stab in the dark. I'm gonna be honest with you. Those
I'm
two
listening.
examples.
Say that again.
Is it one of those two? The what does it say? Sanus or
I'm asking you. I'm not gonna give you the answer. I'm asking you. I think if you try, I see you. You ain't slick. Brother.
let me talk to you real quick.
Whatever you said, I'm gonna go with it. Go ahead.
So,
I see you.
I'm be honest with you, I'm not sure. That's not my ministry. You know, that's not my world.
So
So,
okay, take a stab at it, bro. That's what we're that's what it's all about. I'm testing
all
it
right.
out to see if it's a memorable logo. So if you can describe to me what it looks like, I can definitely say that it's a memorable logo and that I feel like we
Okay.
should go on to the next phase.
Yeah, so it gives me really the same feel as the number. Well, actually, no, it gave me, you ever seen like the Flintstones letters?
Yes.
It kind of gave me that kind of feel to it.
Okay. I get what you get with the feeling, but I mean, can you describe to me in a way that shows that you can identify it based off of you just looking at it? Like, can you like can you do that?
Is it like a sans serif?
You asked me, is it a sans serif?
Yeah. That smile says no.
Actually, you know what, bro? It is a sans serif.
All right.
All
All
right, so it's a sans serif. A sans serif just means it doesn't have those the extensions on the ends of it of the characters,
Okay. Okay.
like the little arms on the end, those are serifs. So
Okay.
whenever you look at our fonts next time, you can know that for a future reference.
For sure.
Let's go back to the screen. I mean, you did a good job of describing the emotion and the feeling of like what it gives you, and I appreciate that because just being able to articulate what you're trying to say or what you see is sometimes hard. You know, it's just like everybody says, when it comes to drawing, you know, like it's hard for me to be able to, you know, put down what I see in my mind on the paper. And that's kind of
Right.
like what you're trying to do basically by trying to explain to me visually what you see. So, you know, hey, it's not everybody can do it, and I appreciate you for even taking the time to try, you know, because it's not easy.
Sir. I
So,
appreciate.
yeah, man, and especially when you said this ain't your field, but I think I'm gonna go ahead and say that it is a memorable logo because of the fact that it has the all the attributes to say that it stands alone as far as something that somebody can see and recognize. Like when I see it, and I'm not saying it because I'm looking at it right now, I do recognize that those letters right away are like nothing else that I've seen as far as when the logo goes. Like I haven't seen those letters and those numbers either. So that alone, and then plus with the letters, the numbers 12, 22 written down underneath it, kind of gives me a double, like, oh, is this like a, like, is this like some kind of hidden message kind of thing? You know, then like the symbol behind it, or as far as it being boxed in, it's kind of like, I don't know what this is. It kind of has all kind of mysterious kind of elements to it.
Yeah, I think the borders give it, you know, an extra focus.
Yes, it definitely does. It centers it.
Yeah, because I'm comparing the two, you know, with the one on the top and the one, it, you know what I mean? It gives it a extra focus in to it.
Now, we've already completed the challenge, so let's go ahead and move on to the next phase. Now, as far as the logo goes, like I said, we got it done. I just wanted to see. Oh shoot, messed that up. Didn't do how I wanted it to, but it's okay. I wanted to see what it would look like if I just play with the scaling just a little bit. So let's bear with me. We're gonna take a second and just play with the sizing of
You said
the logo.
scaling.
The scale. Yep, the size, the scaling it up.
Okay, the size of it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the term to be used for when it comes to like and size scale of it, because you, yep. So I think, well, first of all, what's your opinion?
Huh. I like the fullness of the top one. The bottom one, I don't know. I like the feel of the top one more than the bottom one and the fullness of it.
Okay. Is there a reason why you like that one more than other?
Not specifically. I mean, just that, it's
Well,
for
when it comes to
like.
design, when it comes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go
I'm
ahead. Go.
sorry.
No, go ahead.
When it comes to design, it's all about we design with principle, or sorry, we design with purpose. So, we can't justify doing things just because we want to. I mean, we can if that's if we're just having fun, but when we
Right.
design, we really are designing it for, function, for form
Okay.
follows function.
Well, I
So
guess with the top one, you it's the words are e easily more easily read than the bottom one. So
okay.
that's a little more specific. Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta think about it too, though. Like when it comes to a logo too, it's not gonna be that big when it comes to on your business card or on a website or even your shirt. It's not gonna be that big. So whether you see it on screen, how you're seeing it right now, it's not how
Right.
it's gonna be in actual.
True.
So
Well,
even
in that regard, then the one that at the bottom would definitely be all of it is going to be pretty hard to read and identify, but especially the bottom, with it being more with it being a smaller scale. You see that? You see what I did there? Smaller scale. I learned something.
yeah, I see you. It's all good. It's all good. But hey, I think you're onto something as far as something like think of hear me out. So yes, it reads legibility wise as far as how big this one is, but when it goes down to the smaller size, you can see things more in relation to how it would feel on, say, like I said, on an actual product and in relation to a real, more realistic in size. So I would think it would be more like around this size. And then you could even use this as a sub logo as far as when it comes to like different kind of like, for example, say on your merchandise, you want to have like shirts, you could just have the numbers 1222, and then on the logos, sorry, like as a slogan, it could just be the word it's 1222, like on the back, or different ways how you could play with it. You could
Yeah.
do things like, and then you could use just, it can be broken apart and it can be put together, as far as how the whole logo goes.
Okay. Okay.
What do you think, though? Do you like that, or how would you prefer to use it?
I like the idea you spoke about. And even with, I don't know if this is feasible, and you can correct me if I'm, off a little bit, but even with pulling one of the twos out and using just one of the twos.
So 12, 20, and then just take the word two out and then put two.
No, like as a sub one. So like you said, the 1222, right? Because my mindset is where it's like with. For me, the recipe for life is where you're able to have a shared experience with someone, right?
Okay. Right.
Like more than
Right.
one person, right? Two.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
so that's the focus of the media company, right? showcasing talents with it's a shared experience and things like that. So what you think about that?
Think that won't read the same. I mean, I understand what you're coming from, like the psychology behind it, like you said, the significance of number two, but I don't get the connection of.
12:22 to just two.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see the connection. And it's kind of like you just abandoned the whole identity of what the company is and made a whole different one right there. So it's kind of like if somebody was to see that, they'd be like, 12:22,
Wait, what?
I know that.
All right, what?
Is this a copycat? Is this a, is
What's
this
going on
like
here?
a, like, you know, something else underneath them or something? Or, oh, I don't know. That kind of thing. They're gonna definitely be like, scratch the head.
Yeah, for
You
sure.
don't, and you don't, you don't want it, you don't want it to be confused with anybody. So, I think you should stick with how it is.
Okay.
Let's move into the next phase, bro. Starting up right after this, okay?
All right.
What's up? I don't know. Maybe later. Hey, man, it's getting light. It's getting dark out here, man. It's cold. I can't talk long. Hey, gotta hurry to get to the stove. You should too. Check out our store today. DevisDev.design. All right, bro. I gotta get off the phone, man. It is out here. All right. Okay, so I think, bro, I think we should stick with this one. Like I said, the top one to be this final logo for the design.
All right.
And what I'm gonna do is this. I'm going to take it, and we're going to. Oh, hold on. Let's play with the color first, and then I'm gonna scale it down afterwards. So let's figure out a color scheme for you. So at this time, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to go to another screen, and I'm going to share it with you so we can pick out some color swatches from some of the resources that we have available to us.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to do so now. All right, so we're here checking out some web, sorry, checking out some different color palettes.
Okay.
When it comes to 1222, like you said, it's all about community. Like in trust,
Yeah.
like is there a certain type of blue that you're looking towards as far as when it comes to, or is it
Maybe
like
like a sky blue.
okay, sky blue, so more something like that. But let's take a look at, I mean, they got a whole color palette, so if you see a certain particular color, please let me know.
Okay. Probably within this middle group of blues,
Okay.
probably no,
Yeah,
not
I
that
scroll
dark.
down. Yeah, so I can scroll down and see more, show you more.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. You said sky blue, so
Yeah, like the sky blue.
like
Not
that. Well, no, that's too, like that's some more.
yeah, it's more like a little powder blue.
Yeah, you're right. But that's kind of like I did, though. That's pretty close to sky blue.
Let's try it.
Right. Hit the wrong button. All right. There you go.
All
Okay,
right.
so you're thinking about using, what do you want to see as far as the color goes? Like, you want it to be all one color, or would you like to play with two tones?
Yeah, we can play with two tones.
You want to play with two tones. Okay. So let's say we got this all in that blue, like you said. So if you want to play with two tones, then how you want to do this? Let's see. Let's see. Hold on a second. Maybe we should do it like this. If we're gonna do it two tones, maybe we should do the letters be all in that blue. And then the outline could be in black if you want to do two tones, or you do
Yeah, I think that
outline
black can make it
around.
pop a little more.
Yeah. I should just click this. All right, here we go. Okay. I mean, it pops, but is it what? But is it like over? Powering it though?
The black.
Me? Yeah.
I thought we was going more like the border of the words and the numbers, or not the
Oh, so you
borders, but
want
like the trim or
the
whatever.
outline? I know what you
Yeah.
mean. We can do that too. Yeah, we absolutely can do that, bro. Like, put
Yeah,
an
I think
outline
that.
on that. But if you're gonna do it, then I feel like we need to make it be a lot smaller because it's too bold. Out.
Okay.
So if you did put an outline on, this is what it looks like. Let's bring this down to a half a point. And then this is what it, hold on, is that down to a half point? Yeah, it is. That's down to a half point too. Okay. Well, what do you
Yeah,
think? The border needs to be around it.
no, it gives it that black on the numbers and the letter gives it a little more character. I like it.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. Maybe I should keep it like it. Let's just keep it like it too. Let's see what that looks like. It might be too much, but let's see. Whoa, that's too much.
Yeah, as soon as
Well, hold on. You know what? Let's do this. I just saw something. There we go. And then if you're gonna do it, I feel like you could either do, I don't know if I want to keep the black or the, or should we keep it, make it blue for the
the border.
outline? Yeah. Hold on a
Let's
second. I got something. I got you, bro.
I'm digging the black, but yeah, let's see what the blue look like.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, it makes this right here pop out so much.
Yeah, I'm actually liking the blue a little more.
But if you keep it blue, then this needs to be blue though, I feel like, because it's too heavy otherwise. Let's see. So now you got Arita's 1222, then you got underneath it. I don't know, it doesn't, no, it needs that black, man. It needs
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
black. Yeah,
Because it kind of fades into the border.
it needs it. Otherwise you gotta, like, it just gets washed away, like it
Yeah,
doesn't need to be there.
yeah, yeah. Especially with that white behind it.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think it's the white behind it.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's see this in. So let's experiment. Let's do this. Let's do it like that, and then let's go. And then, hold on, come on, man. Let's get, there we go. 12:22.
12:22. I like that.
Remember that song, what you call it? David Banner hit
You
All
said
My
what?
Life is what? 22s. Dang, how's the song goes?
Oh.
Yeah. Dang, I forget. I know the like the cadence of I can't. I don't want to mess it up, butcher the song, so I ain't gonna even go no further. Yeah,
Stop
have me
right
out here looking crazy.
there.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop right there. Have me out here looking crazy.
Right. You're in front of the world right
Right. No, but bro, so I was thinking it needs to have like that black hold on, put you back up there. And then we'll do like that. No, that's not what I'm saying. There's that. And then white there. So now it reads a little bit more legible. But
now. Yeah.
that is so hard to read. There we go. How about that, bro? Does that look a little bit more doable?
Yeah, that makes it. Let me see. Let me make it bigger on my side. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's like if I just
No.
do it just a white. Oh, my bad. You don't want it to be outlined white. You want the whole thing to be white. So if I do it just a white. Hold on a second. If you do it like that, then I could just still put the border on here. Like the. Oh, shoot. Crap. There we go. Here's that. And then there's that. And then let's say we put the border around it. I think right. I'm gonna do three. Let's see what three looks like. I think three is a good weight. There we go. It definitely makes this pop, and then you read that after that. But it still looks like that's washed out, doesn't it?
That 12:22, yeah. I
Gotta
liked it a little
figure that
better when
out.
it had the strips of black in there.
Yeah, I'm like, every time I keep looking at it, I keep seeing it. I'm like, no, it needs it. It's just gotta find the
Yeah.
right balance, though.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see.
Is dope how you do it like live in front of everybody, and we like, figure it out as we go along.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. Yeah, man, like it's cool for me to see it coming to life myself. Like every time I'm working on a new project, I'm always like, man, it's so God given, like so thankful for the talent to be able to, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Because to see it go from, where we started at to where it is now is like, that's a great progression.
Yeah.
And you did it live. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
some most people, you just pay them, they go work their magic, and then they send it back to you. But like you
Yeah.
doing it right in front of everybody right now. This is
Yeah,
good.
man. Thank you, man. And I'm not saying this is naturally how it goes with every client, because you
For
can't
sure.
actually always be hands-on, and
For
every
sure.
client is different. And sometimes you have some of this, some stuff, but for the podcast, it works out. And so far, with all my clients that I've been working with, everyone has been a ball with working with as well. So, hey man, you
Nice.
ain't no different. And Man, I hope you come back, man, because we got more things, like I said, in store for you. So with that being said, let's move forward with the design. I think this is the place where we need to be at right here. This is it.
Okay.
The design and the color.
Yeah.
Like, that looks really nice. I feel like that looks like a solid logo. And then if I wanted to, I would hold on a second. Let's do it this way. Let's just use this scale tool. Hold on, yep, scale tool. Let's go down to like say 60%, and make a copy of it. Oh shoot, it didn't. Hold on, let's do that again. Percent. Make a copy. There we go. Yeah, we're working. There we go. So that's more to true to size of how it will
Right,
look
right,
more. And then,
right.
depending on what it's placed on, it might go down smaller than that. But I feel like when it gets down smaller, that's when you could take away the other part. And then you just use the numbers, which are still so solid.
Right,
And you can
right.
even, and even then, you could just still keep it where it's like, say, for example, you see how it is. So say that when it gets down smaller and you're like, oh, what, this part right here is no longer being legible. You could either, that during that time, that's when I would say it reverted to all black. Because it would, I think it would work if you revert this to all black too, though. Hold on, let's see how that looks real
Okay.
quick. So we put that in here in all black. And see, look, actually, does the black even have a better read than it being in white? What do you guys think, audience?
The black background.
The black 1222, like having it just all in black as opposed to it being white with the black trim, it just being all black. What do you think? Do you like the balance of it, or do you feel like it's too heavy?
I like the balance of it.
Okay, cool. Because, like I said, these are just options, bro. You don't have to keep it that way. And like for example, like when it comes to like for you to know, like when it comes to designing, like all my logos when I design for clients, they come with a study guide, sorry, a style guide as well, so you can know
Okay.
how to be able to use the actual logo as well, so that you're not just placing it anywhere. However you play, so you can get the best results every time,
Okay.
and you're going to get the consistent results, because you don't want to start taking the logo and stretching it and making it, disproportion, or modifying it in a way that it no longer becomes the logo that you started off with. And a lot of times that happens too. What a lot of logos or people in general, when they're not very careful about the integrity of making sure that the logo is not only well designed, but it stays intact and consistent throughout, the whole the journey basically of your whole brand.
All right.
So when it comes down to it getting like smaller, you see how like I just put it in just the numbers and then put it in the background, and it still holds up like
It's
real
still,
legible. Like, yeah, you want that. That's very important. That's very important.
There's
And
like there's not much
I think
of a
you
drop off from the one to the other.
exactly want that.
Yeah.
And it's still consistent, and it still holds the
Right.
message of what you're trying to do.
Right.
Yeah, okay. What would you like to see this on as far as on a mock-up? Because that's the next phase, part of the phase. You gotta see how it's gonna look on a real product, bro. Like, let's say if you wanted to see the you're a multimedia company, so what would you want to see this on?
So actually going back to when you say you can kind of like pull the words out and then kind of stand alone, I would love to like if you know how in the beginning of a film they have like, who's a part of the production, what companies are a part of the production, like a such and such and such and such film or something like that. I would definitely love to see those, the wording 12 of 1222 on like a black screen to symbolize, who's a part of the production before the movie starts.
I got you. So you want to see like an opening credit kind of thing.
For sure.
I got you. So like more of like a, would it be more of like a movie credit, like an animation? Or would it be more of a still?
Yeah, still.
Still, okay, that's cool. That's something definitely within my wheelhouse. If you know, like on my website, I definitely that's one of my niches is motion graphics. So yeah, we could definitely just do something like that if you want
You
to.
said it's on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. Devinsdef.design. On the website, you can go on there and you can contact me if you have more questions about further when it comes down to the next part of the phase of building the brand. Because for 2022, if you want to for further do more, you know, we have to talk about that off after the podcast, but I'm open to it, man. I'm definitely
For
am
sure.
open to it. Like I said, that's definitely something in my wheelhouse.
For sure.
Cool. So you said you would like to see that on that. So how about for today's podcast? Let's show how it would look. I don't know, maybe. Well, I mean, I don't want it to be just a flat image, but if it is, it is what it is. Let's say you want to see how it looks like. It what is like a movie credit? Is that what you're trying to say? You want to see it? All
Yeah. Either we can
right,
play
so.
with either the words or maybe even, just the numbers or, something, because that's, the world I'm entering in.
Got
So,
you. Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like you see how it is already now. It's just gonna be in a black in a background. Like, do you have any kind of product maybe or some kind of mock-up that you would like to see it on? Like maybe some kind of merchandise or something like that, just so you
Yeah,
can see
maybe
it
a
physically.
shirt. Yeah, a shirt. Maybe like,
Okay.
1222, the wording in the middle, and then
Okay.
maybe just the numbers in the like the breast part of the shirt.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's do that then. No problem. I'm definitely can do that. Let's see about a shirt first. How we want to see about a shirt. You know, I don't want to spend more time trying to like create a shirt and all that kind of stuff. So let's use AI just to create like a little prop for a shirt, and then what do you call it? We're going to design that shirt for you for a mock-up.
All
So,
right.
what color would you like this shirt to be? You want it to be like a white t-shirt, black t-shirt? What color?
Can we do both? Or just one or the other?
Well, you have to do one at a time, but I mean, I could try and
Sure,
see.
for sure. Yeah.
Black t-shirt.
And let's go with a black t-shirt and let's do the words across like the sternum part.
Okay. Cool. That sounds cool. I like that. We're gonna see about that right now. I mean, at least it's on a shirt, so it's not like you got a jail tattoo. But like I can kind of still kind of visually see it. Like that still has like some kind of street kind of feel to it. And it, you know, it could be like streetwear as well too, if you want to go that vibe.
Yeah.
All right, so these are the different shirts. You want it to be more like just a flat shirt or like that. Would that work?
Is
So
that
you can see.
does that is that swoop little swoop gonna be there?
No, that's not
Oh, okay.
that's just the what do you call it, showing the high definition
Oh,
so you can say
okay.
there's different. Yeah,
Yeah, that's fine.
okay, cool. He said that's, you know, that that swoop gonna be there.
But what's going on with this swoop, man?
I feel you on that one. Hey man, I'm not feeling that. All right, so
And maybe
this
throw that, don't go with the numbers first, maybe throw that on the like the breast part of the shirt.
okay. So the breast part of the shirt, you want the numbers.
Yeah.
Whoa, hold on a second. Man, they got when they get small, you see how they
Yeah.
gotta change though? Okay, hold on a second. Let's do this. Because making it smaller and it's already in the black, we don't need the, oh, we don't need the, what you call it? We don't need the outline, I don't think. Oh, it changes it though, so it reads differently without the outline. So I need, but then it gets lost though. Well, you know, because it's already in the black.
It gets lost, yeah.
So. No outline.
No outline. A little shorter. I mean, smaller, yeah.
Yeah. Or if you do do outlines, it has to be, well, not, you still can see this because it's a black shirt, you're still getting that definition. So it's still there.
Right.
So at least it works.
We just don't want it too heavy.
Right.
Yeah.
How about that size? You want something like that or a little bit
Yeah.
smaller?
About something like that.
Okay. Like I said, their letters, man, they pops. So they definitely are distinguished. You're like, 2022, what's that mean? Is that a Bible verse? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, it definitely it gets your mind thinking about it, though. That's definitely sure.
Definitely
Then,
spark some questions.
yeah, man, that's what you want to do too, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want someone to be like, just assume what it is, you know.
Right.
You want to acquire.
For sure, to sell the story.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, definitely, no, never forget it afterwards. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so 12:22. 12:22. All right, so why is it acting like there it goes. Okay, so. You said you wanted it to be across the sternum, so you want it more down here. You want it to
No,
be
the
more like,
so the, yeah, the sternum will be a little
oh,
higher in between.
you mean like straight up in the midsection? I got you.
Yeah. About right there. That's yeah, that about right there.
What do you think about like the size of
That's actually,
that? Like, you think?
yeah. That's actually pretty dope, for real.
Yeah, it does. It has a nice little ring to it.
Yeah.
12:22.
I appreciate the melody behind that.
Man. Hey man, it just goes with it, bro. It just feels right. You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm actually digging that for real.
Yeah, man. I'm seeing it coming to the life, bro. I can see it, bro. Like, you know. This
Yeah.
is what you with this is what the crew will be wearing.
Yeah. Put it
You know what
out
I'm
there.
saying?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? To Etsy near you.
Near you.
Hey, do you want to see any other mock-ups, man, before we move forward? Closing out the show, the podcast.
No, that's that, yeah, that's perfect.
All right, cool, man. Hey, at this time, I wanted to give you a moment to just take it all in and just man, give you your flowers, like I said, man. Thank you for participating, and not only participating, man. You gave me some gems as well, bro. I learned a lot from you.
I appreciate that, brother. I really enjoy seeing the process, because, like I said, in the past when I've got logos, you just pay them the money, they make their magic, they send it back to you, then you may have like little tweaks in it, and you send it back to them. Never have you seen, or me personally, seen the process straight through, and I
Oh
appreciate
yeah.
that.
Oh yeah. And every client is different, and then we really do like hand work hands on here at Def. We're not an old AI based company. We've been doing this for a long time. Hopefully the work speaks for itself, and that's what we can that's what we're here for. We're
For
here
sure.
to help, and opportunities like this is what we live for. What I'm saying? To be able to show that, hey, we're here to help other brands as well.
Right. That's big time. That's big time. Something like this is valuable because it teaches. You know what I mean? Like, we went through somewhat of a little rough patch, and you know what I mean? And just that vulnerability and showing, like, the process and live and live in color. You know what I mean? So this is very valuable.
Thank you. Thank you, man. At this time, I want to give a special guest, sorry, give a special thank you to our special guest client again, Markeen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Also, I wanted to give you guys an announcement. Going forward, with this podcast, we are, shoot, we're looking to, to continue to keep growing and continue to bring you guys great content. And can't stress to you guys again, if you like this content, please like, comment, subscribe, and share. You gotta
Sure, sure,
share,
sure.
get the
Yeah.
numbers up there so that we can be able to do this even more consistently and be able to do it more on a more frequent basis. As of right now, we're doing this every 2 weeks, on a Tuesday at 8 p.m. So we're gonna be consistent every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. That's when we do this. So you guys can stay tuned. So there's no reason for you guys not to know what is going on. If you guys want to, you can follow me at all social media platforms at Devin's Def. That's Devin's Def. That's DEFT. Devin's Def. DEFT. I'm Devin. This is another episode of Designing Labs. You have anything you want to plug, man, as far as where they can find you?
Actually, not right now. We're working on, getting things up and running right now. So we haven't really, put things together right now, but be on the lookout for sure. 1222.
Okay. All right, well, cool. He said the best, man. Be on the lookout for us. So, hey, in that case, once again, thank you all for watching. This is another episode of Designer Labs. Until next time, peace!
Peace.
It's time, designer.